So a few weeks ago on Shabbos, the someone from the Hashkafa Minyan accidentally removed the cholent pot from our crock pot in Shul. The cholent in the crock pot was designated for the teen minyan, and they mistakenly thought it was for the kiddush following the Hashkafa Minyan. And so the question is, can you put the crock pot back on the you put the cholent pot back on the crock pot, on the heating element on Shabbos? They removed it completely. They put it on the counter, and it would seem on the surface that it's a problem halachically. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Resh Nun Gimel Seif Beis cites five conditions. If you take food off a heating element on Shabbos, in order to remove it put it back, you need to fulfill five conditions. Number one, it has to be Guf Uktuma. The heating element has to be covered. It has to be hot, rotachas, and the Ramah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and then the Ramah adds that it has to be oda biado, it has to be in your hand and not al gabe karka, not on the ground, and dato lahach zero, your intent has to be to return it. And then additionally, the Ramah adds that also that the food has to be fully cooked. The food's fully cooked, then there's no problem of cooking, because it's fully cooked. There's no derice problem of cooking. And there's no rabbinic issue of either we're concerned you're going to play with the fire, or you're going to, there's an appearance of cooking it. If you meet all these five conditions, you just take it, you remove from the heating element, and you put it back while you're still holding on to it, and you have intent to put it back after when taking off, then there's no rabbinic prohibition either. The problem here in our case is that the person who took the cholent pot off the heating element did not intend to put it back. He thought he was taking it out for the Hashkafa Minyan. And also he put it on the counter, so it was not still in his hand. So the truth is, so there are those who are, the Mishnah Berurah is lenient because that if one of the two conditions of oda biyado or data lahakse, if one of those conditions are not met, meaning if it's still in your hand, but you don't intend to return it, so if that condition is missing, or the reverse, if your intent is to return it, but you place it on the ground, because the Gemara has different opinions of whether you need both conditions or not, so b'di'eved, if you only have one of those two conditions, b'di'eved, it's okay. But here it's a problem because you removed it, it's no longer on your hands, and the person who took it out didn't intend to return it when he took it out of the took it from the heating element. So is there a way to be lenient? So the Chazon Ish says you can be lenient. He says in Siman Lamed Zayin Sifkatan Yudbeis, he says Yesh Malkum Lahakel Gam Kshehinicha Al Gabe Safsal Ve'Ein Danto Lachzira. He says you could be lenient if you put it on a bench. Not on the ground, but on a bench, and your intent is not to return it. Mishum tseiruf das haran, because we're combining the opinion of the ran shivin and tilas kedera b'shavus lo nemru tanei chazara. When you combine it with the opinion of the ran that when you remove the pot on Shabbos, the conditions of chazara were not said. What does that mean? So it means you have two potential reasons to be lenient. The Ramah also quotes the opinion of the ran, and the ran says that all these requirements regarding hachzara, these five conditions, only apply if you removed the pot before Shabbos. If you remove the pot before Shabbos and it's still in your hand and you intend to return it and it's fully cooked and the heating element is covered, then it's still hot, then you need all these five conditions in order to return it. But if the Ran writes, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah actually quotes this in Reishon Gimel Seif Beis, that if the pot of food was on the heating element at the onset of Shabbos, afilu nichal gabe karka mutter, even if you removed the crock pot and you put it on the ground, it's totally fine. And the Ramah though says tov lahachmer, it's good to be strict. So the Ran has this leniency that we could use it, but it's better to be strict. So, but that's one reason to be lenient. And the Chazon says another reason to be lenient. And that is because, yes, it's no longer in your hand, but it's not on the ground. It's on the counter. It's on a, so if on a safsal, on a bench, then it's fine. Because maybe it's only a problem if you specifically put it on the ground. But if you put it on the bench or on a counter, it's not biyado, but it's not on karka. It's this kind of in-between state. So the Chazon says, if you remove it and you place it on a bench or on a counter and you don't intend to return it, you have two potential leniencies. Either we hold like the Ran, in which case it's permitted as long as it was on the fire at the onset of Shabbos. And number two, that since if one of the two conditions of Oda Biyado or Dat El Hafsa, one of those conditions can be fulfilled, then you can return it. Since and maybe the condition of Oda Biyado is really fulfilled as long as you don't put it on the ground. So the combination of these two potential leniencies, you can, if you mistakenly take the cholent pot off the heating element on Shabbos morning, Friday night, and then you say, I made a mistake, then you can put it back on based on the Chazon Ish.